The Great Sleigh Robbery. On top of the tallest building in the city, the most successful robbers in the world planned their greatest robbery. Santa Claus was to be their victim. They had a clever plan in which their disguise expert had made exact copies of Santa's costume, so that no one would be able to tell Santa and the robbers apart. Just before Christmas Eve, the robbers were ready. They boarded a special rocket and headed for their destination. At last, they heard the sound of sleigh bells. Swiftly, 24 robbers climbed into 12 helicopters. Doors opened at the back of the rocket, and out they flew. Swooping down, they surrounded Santa Claus and pointed pistols at him.
"Do as you're told, Santa," said one robber, "and you won't be hurt."
They forced Santa to drive his sleigh inside the rocket, and the helicopters followed. The doors closed, and the rocket soared high into the sky. But the robbers had made one mistake. They had forgotten that at Christmas time, children lie awake, listening for sleigh bells and watching for a glimpse of Santa Claus. And so millions of children saw what happened. Dressing quickly, they all ran from their homes. Quick as a flash, word of the kidnapping spread all over the world. The robbers flew high and south over the sea until they were near their hideout. They tried to land, but just before the rocket touched down, hundreds of children ran from the bushes, shouting angrily. The rocket climbed up into the sky again and flew farther away over another sea. Now, the robbers looked down on a wide, flat desert. But here too, crowds of angry children were arriving. Again, the rocket could not land. Next, the rocket flew over dark jungles. The trees were so close together that there was no room for the rocket to land. But even so, the jungle was full of children. The robbers tried flying east. They flew high over mountains and low over wide plains and rice fields. They flew high above the Pacific Ocean, over big cities, farmlands, and tall pine forests. But wherever they went, they saw below them angry children pointing to the sky. Even the vast ice fields of the North Pole were alive with their cries.
"This is hopeless," moaned the robber pilot. "We'll have to give up. There's nowhere for us to land."
"Near," said another robber, untying Santa Claus.
"But we'll have our revenge, Mr. Claus. There'll be another chance next year."
"All I fear at the moment," said Santa Claus, "is disappointing the children. You have made me late delivering their presents. Now you must help me make up for lost time."
The robbers realized that they had no choice, and so they agreed to help. Back they flew over the North Pole, the cities, deserts, jungles, oceans, and mountains, still with angry shouts ringing in their ears. But all along the way, Santa stopped the rocket. The helicopters flew out, and the robbers, laden with presents, slid down chimneys. Then, a surprising thing happened. The children's angry shouts turned to cheers. The robbers were amazed, and they began to enjoy themselves. This was far more fun than stealing. At last, the work was finished. The robbers were tired, and Santa's cups of tea were very welcome.
"Can we help you again, Mr. Claus?"
said one.
"We've had such a good time."
Three of the toughest robbers groaned. Once was enough for them. Stuffing their pockets with Santa's best silver teaspoons, they rushed off through the snow. The remaining robbers finished their tea.
"Can't we help you make the toys for next year?"
they asked.
"We've got lots of good ideas."
In fact, the robbers are still working for Santa Claus. They are very good at inventing new toys. They've probably made some of your favorites. The robbers are happy and have no wish to leave and never go on strike because they're surrounded by gifts and tinsel and bright wrapping paper. So every day is like Christmas Day to the great sleigh robbers.